from Lake Sinisippi to Big Green and everything in between. We're talking about what's happening in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. It's Wally Lukashensky and Kale Zomer with you up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And a happy Veterans Day to you and yours at home and to all those service members that have given the ultimate sacrifice and be willing to do that at the same time to make sure that we get to do all the great things we do over here stateside. So very thankful for them today. And we'll be having celebrations throughout the day, which I will be highlighting here in just a few minutes. But I have to remind you, first of all, that Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering is here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more, but it is Professional Floor Covering for a reason, so we have to talk about the floors. They have so many different types, styles, and brands of flooring. They've got the carpet, the hardwood, the laminate LVP, the tile, stone, the area rugs, and Randy and his team will come out to measure and provide suggestions on the type of flooring at the price points that meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And I am very excited today, as it is so fitting on Veterans Day. We have Karen Lancer in with us for Heroes for Heroes. It's been a little while since we've had a chance to actually talk on the show. I got to start with a little bit of what's been going on in your guys' world. How's Heroes for Heroes been doing lately?
Oh my gosh, we're doing great. It has been, I think it was August we were in, maybe July.
Yeah, it's been, it was like in the middle of the summer.
I still feel like it's June, so yeah. I don't know where this year went.
We'll will it to come back.
Yeah. We have, thanks to all of the support from the communities and family, friends, donors, organizations, and companies, we have been able to place, we've placed three, and we have three in training, dogs and veterans, so six this year.
Thank you. If I'm not mistaken, that's a bump up from what you guys were able to do in the past, too, right?
Yep.
This is what we're seeing. This is huge. A big growth.
Yeah.
What has that been like to see with your own eyes here? What you're able to do now, six different veterans are either now have or about to have a service dog and a companion that they desperately need.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's life-changing. It touches my heart every time I see it because knowing what these dogs do for our veterans – Words cannot describe it. It changes their life. Sometimes it even saves their lives. It changes the lives of their family and friends because they're not so anxious. They go out, they do more. They're just more relaxed. It's life changing. Like I can't even describe it.
Well, can you walk us through a little bit of like how it came to be for people that might not be familiar with Heroes for Heroes? It's the first time they're listening and hearing you. Where did this idea start? When did this all begin?
So August of 2019 was when I became an official nonprofit. And it started with I had met a couple of veterans that had service dogs. And them telling me their stories from how they felt before their dog and how they felt after really inspired a mission in me that I need to help out. So my goal was to try and do one to two dogs a year. I thought if I can save one life, change one life, then that's one more. And now we're up to six, but it's inspiring. Like just all the veterans with their dogs. Just if you see one, talk to them, ask them, you know, say hi, engage.
It's a way to do it. And again, these are people that have risked the ultimate sacrifice to make sure that we're safe at home and we get to live our lives day to day. And then doing something like this, it's such a cool and unique opportunity. What has been like to see the reaction now? Some of these people have had the dogs for 5-6 years. Do you keep in contact with them? Do you get to follow up and hear the great stories that come from their companions?
Oh, yes. So once we pair a dog with a veteran, like they don't get rid of me. They're stuck with me. And it's great. I have gotten messages from wives, from family members, from friends, just saying that, you know, they're happy to have, you know, their spouse back because they're a different person. They're not so quick to anger or, you know, aggression, for whatever reason. Sorry, aggression might not have been the best word, but and then I got one from a friend who, you know, took the veteran and their dog out to an event, and she's like, he never would have come to this with me, you know, if it wasn't for his dog. So just hearing those sorts of things from people that I'm not soliciting it from, because yes, you know, I ask my veterans, how are you doing? You know, you feel different. And those stories are still heartwarming as well, but hearing the unsolicited from family and friends is phenomenal. So,
well, you're doing a great thing, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to save a big block for us here in a second, because we have to talk about a lot of events, and I know that you have a thank you that we're going to have to share that and I, knowing us, we're going to have to fight through. I hope you're ready to go to war with me here in the next block, but we'll be taking a quick break. When on the other side, we have more Veterans Day coverage here with Karen Lanter with Heroes for Heroes. I'll be right on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
It's that time of year again. Playoffs, rivalries, and big-time matchups. Join me, Wally Lukashinsky, and Charlie Dern on the Damn Sports Show. We bring you everything Golden Beaver Athletics, plus the latest on the green and gold up in Lambeau, University of Wisconsin sports, and Milwaukee basketball and baseball. We've got highlights, local interviews, and your takes, too. Tune in each weekday from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
To see McKinstry's home furnishings, so much to save. McKinstry's home furnishings.
Is your dining room set ready for the holidays or even just Friday night dinner? At McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, we believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or hosting game night with friends, our tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. You will find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available. We offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made one meal at a time.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
let's go, team! Let's go!
And family get-togethers. Oh, they're here. Hey, who needs something to drink?
We've been overindulging a little more than usual. Thank goodness we both added Active Liver to our diets to give our livers some much-needed support so we have the energy we need to enjoy the holidays.
Active Liver from New Nordic contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract designed to give your liver maximum protection and help it do vital jobs like removing toxins from alcohol, rich foods, and sweets.
Try Active Liver today and enjoy all the holiday treats with the peace of mind of knowing you're giving your liver some relief.
Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. It is Veterans Day here at the station. We have to thank Hometown Glass and Improvement, Gina Omig at State Farm, and YMCA Dodge County for helping bring all of our programming today. Starting today, of course, on Hometown Today, we have Karen Lanter with Heroes for Heroes. We'll actually be speaking with my brother, Dylan Lukashensky, a retired Marine, important not to say former, or I will never be able to go back home for the Thanksgiving holiday. And then community comment, we're going to have Marine Corps League in, an American Legion Women Auxiliary. And then from 11 until noon, we will be airing the Jerry Stewart Annual Veterans Day Special right here as well. Again, huge thank you to Hometown Glass and Improvement, Gina Omeg of State Farm, and YMCA of Dodge County for making it possible today. And I mentioned we have Karen Lancer in the building with Heroes for Heroes. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up. But before we get to that, I'd love to reset the table a little bit about what you guys do. So, like, throughout the year, I see my man Zeus over here making an appearance on the show. Can you tell us what you guys do with the service dogs and how you get them to their eventual veteran partners?
Sure. So we raise money for veterans and first responders to get fully trained service dogs at no cost to them. We do that by different events we do that we host, as well as partnering with other organizations and companies to sponsor and put events on throughout the year. And then we work with our veterans to help pair them with the dog that fits for them, get the dog trained specifically for their needs, and then it's a lifelong partnership.
Well, and you've kind of got your own personal experience with this, because I mentioned we have Zeus to my right ear, your left. What has it been like for you to kind of get to see that partnership and how well these dogs are trained and how loyal they can be?
It's amazing, awe-inspiring. He has helped me more than I thought he ever could. And like I said, I've watched the dogs and veterans be paired together and seen how it helped. But receiving my own was phenomenal. I've said phenomenal a lot today. Like, I got to find a new word.
It fits with Zeus.
They help more than we could even imagine. No. Just different things. If he didn't tell, like, I'm a little anxious. So he was letting me know things would be okay by putting his head in his lap, and now he can't see, but his head's on my foot, letting me know it's okay.
Well, Zeus always seems to take care. He runs the room whenever he's in here. I tell you what, although I couldn't help but tell he didn't get nervous when I was here, but when Wade Bates is walking around, he starts getting a little like, what's going on with that guy?
Well, you know Wade.
Yeah, that's true. You know Wade. Well, Karen, one of the fun things you have coming up is actually just about a week away. It is a week away from today. November 18th, over in Delafield, you guys have a fun event that's got my eyes like really perked up this morning.
Oh, yes.
What's going on?
The Chocolate Factory in Delafield is doing a fundraiser for us. So 25% of profits from that night will come to us. We will be there. Zeus will be there if you want to see him. Can't pat him, but you can see him and check him out from afar. He knows he's pretty good looking.
Oh, so yeah. He's a stoic gentleman over here.
The ice cream that the chocolate shop has is phenomenal. There's one that's, I think it's called a bunch of little asterisks and ampersands just got real.
Oh, so what's in there?
I don't know, but it's phenomenal. There's phenomenal again. Anyway, that's my word of the day.
Hey, we all have words of the day. You should hear it on this show. I almost like alternate through each week where I'm like, that's the one I'm going to eliminate, so I add something else.
All right.
Well, see, it works. Yeah. I'm a cookie and cream guy, so okay. I already know that's where I've got to be going. But Delafield's not that far away.
No.
This is like my home
and
base we're talking.
Cream.
It's what, 40 minutes, 45 minutes away, would you say? Probably in that range?
Yep, not far.
And you got ice cream. You're going to be able to help out. You said 25% of proceeds are going to go directly to help get more service dogs in front of future or current veterans that need those.
Yes.
That's so exciting. And you have other events throughout the year, too.
Yes.
I want to at least set the scene for those, even though they are a little down the way. What else do we have going on?
So we work with Stable Rock Winery in Jefferson, Lewis Station Winery in Lake Mills, and they have bingos for us. Hubbleton Brewery in Hubbleton is going to do a meat raffle for us, and this will be throughout the winter months. And there'll probably be some others we pop up every now and then just to have some fun things to do.
Well, you mentioned the one winery, and almost burying the lead, I think you told me there was bingo, too.
Bingo, yes.
So it's bingo, and you can throw back a glass of wine.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know if you
both
got yourself a better evening. Both wineries do bingos.
Yep, they do bingos. And there's food.
The food
they have is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's my word of the day.
Hey, you know what? That works out well, though. It's a good word for today. And I tell you, so when people are trying to learn about these events, when they're going to be coming up, I think the Facebook page is a good place to go.
Yep.
Is it just Heroes for Heroes?
Heroes for Heroes WI.
Heroes for Heroes WI, and yep. you can follow along with all the fun things going on. For you, going through this now for about 6 years, what has been the thing that stood out to you most? Whether it's the favorite thing that you get to see that difference that it makes in someone's life or something else. What stood out to you in this 6 years?
It's seeing the look on the veteran or first responder's face when they really bond with their dog. And you can just, I don't know what it is, but you can just see a mood shift. So they're meeting their dog, they're petting it, they're bonding with it as they're learning, you know, how to work the dog, and you can just see like a relaxation, like they have their buddy.
And like the light comes back a little mm-hmm. bit, that excitement, you know, like you said, you're gonna have a loyal friend forever.
Yeah,
it's what very isolating for a lot of veterans when they do leave the service.
There's one story, and I don't know if I can share this without crying, and I might have shared it last time I was here because it's moving. I had one gentleman who couldn't go to the grocery store. He's like, I'll get halfway through the store. I have to leave my cart because everyone around me is here to attack me. He goes, so I get in the store and I can't finish. Like I can't take on everybody that's around me. He goes, I have to leave my cart. He says, I can't buy groceries for my family. He's like, my wife works full time. I can't even go to the grocery store. He got his dog a little bit after he got his dog. He calls and just crying. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm panicking. He got groceries. He made it through the grocery store for the first time with his dog. And like, that's moving. Those are the things that keep me going.
I was going to say, it makes probably that moment of like, all right, I know this is a lot of work. But I see the results.
Yep.
You see the fruits of the work and the labor. That's really cool.
That's what keeps me going. So,
well, that's special. And I know that it's going to be hard to parlay it immediately following this. But you did bring in a letter today that you wanted to share.
Yes.
And I'd love to give you the floor now.
Okay, perfect. So just wanted to take a minute to thank our veterans on Veterans Day. And I had to write this down, and I got to put on my cheaters because I'm a few years over 29.
I don't know about that.
And I had to write it down so I'd remember everything I wanted to say. But there are moments in life when words feel small, and Veterans Day is one of them. How do you thank someone who gave up birthdays at home, quiet mornings with their kids, the comfort of safety, so we could have all those things? How do you thank someone who carried a rifle in one hand and a photo of their family in another? You don't just say thank you. You show it, you live it, you remember. I'd like to ask all of you to take a moment today to pause and remember the freedoms we enjoy. Waking up safe, raising our families, speaking our minds. Those freedoms were carried by someone else. So today, open your hearts to the legacy of courage that surrounds us. Today is more than remembrance, it's reverence. It's a quiet moment when our nation bows its head and whispers, thank you. Thank you to those who stood when others could not, to those who ran towards danger so we could live in peace, who carried burdens we'll never fully understand, and who returned home changed but still standing. To every veteran listening, you carried us. You carried our hopes through war zones. You carried our safety through sleepless nights. You carried our future on your back and our flag in your heart. And you did it without asking anything in return. But you deserve everything in return. Some of you came home to cheers, others to silence. Some carry scars we can see, others the kind we cannot. But every one of you carries a story of grit, honor, and love for country and for each other. And today we say, your story matters. Your sacrifice echoes, your courage inspires. Because you stood, we are free. Because you carried us, we are safe and walk in peace. Because you gave, we must never forget. So today we don't just say thank you, we say we see you, we honor you, we love you, and we promise to listen, to support, to stand beside you with the unwavering devotion you showed us. From all of us at Heroes for Heroes, we believe gratitude is more than a word, it's a promise. It's in the service dogs trained to heal invisible wounds. It's in the volunteers who show up rain or shine. It's in the community that gathers not just to remember, but to lift you up and say you are not forgotten. Thank you, veterans. We carry your legacy with pride.
Well said, Karen. And two things that jumped out there, too. You live the gratitude every day, mm-hmm. and we can see that. So thank you for that. And then on the second part, I always think the way the words were written there on that first little bit, I always think of the American flag that you see often associated with soldiers of some time, where the blue square is up in the top right and the stripes are going to the left, with that signaling running into battle, running into trouble, so that we get to be safe here.
Yep.
And I thought that was perfectly written there as well. But special stuff here today, Karen. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that get moved this time of year for good reason, but it's a 365-day thing. How can people help and benefit, not just by showing up at the Chocolate Factory next Tuesday for subs and ice cream, but how else can they help throughout the year?
Share out our events. Share out any posts we have that you find might touch you, so that way people know, one, we're out there, we're on a mission, we're there to support, but those that may need support know we're there too. So that way, you know, hey, they may not be able to afford a service dog, but that's what we're here for, is to help them with, over that hurdle.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Karen, before we let you go today, one more time for people, how can they find you on Facebook again if they want to make sure they are seeing all these great events coming up?
Heroes for Heroes, WI is, I think, how you can find us. We have a logo that has a dog tag with a dog paw print on it. And then we do have a website. It's heroesforheroeswi.org. And Heroes is H-E-R-O-E-S.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Even this morning, I'm like, Wally, you went to school, man. Like, how are we struggling with this? But it's O-E-S. Just make sure you get that. Yep. Easy enough. Before I let you go, last thing. Is there anything else that I have missed that we need to highlight on today? Anything else whatsoever, Karen?
There is one big thing. We are helping and supporting the Watertown Veterans Council, bringing in a permanent Vietnam Memorial Wall.
How unbelievable is that?
It is awesome.
If I remember right, isn't it going to be like the only one in the Midwest?
It'll be the only one permanently in the Midwest, north of St. Louis. We need to raise about $400,000. We are 3/4 of the way there.
Wow.
The wall is here. It has been purchased. And today they were pouring footings for it. So it's moving pretty fast. But another thing, just to be able to share out, to let people know that it's here, it's coming. You know, they don't have to go all the way to D.C., family, friends, and veterans as well.
Well, that's a special thing as well. Yeah. You guys are just a machine right now, but I can't wait to have you back in a few more months to hear other great things. Hopefully we get to 12 next year. Let's just keep bouncing up. I'm rooting.
All right, let's do it.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. We'll continue our happy Veterans Day coverage here, coming up on the other side of the break, here with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Senate has officially passed a deal to open the federal government after the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Members of the House have been out of town for more than 50 days. They are being called back for their first round of votes tomorrow on it. Thousands of flights are still being canceled, however, due to the lack of air traffic controllers. ABC's Gio Benitez has been talking with those at LaGuardia Airport who are affected.
We just met a family who came up to us here because they heard us talking about getting on that earliest flight possible. They have a 1:30 flight this afternoon that's already being delayed and delayed and delayed. So they came early to the airport to try to change that and see, hey, maybe there's an earlier flight that I can jump on. That's what you want to try to do.
Also still affected, those getting SNAP benefits, tens of millions of recipients are still in limbo, many getting only partial payments this month. Families of campers and counselors killed in 4th of July flooding in Texas Hill Country, suing Camp Mystic, saying they waited too long to evacuate. This is ABC News.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. President Trump is pardoning Wisconsin Republicans who tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbrough and Jim Troupas hatched a plan to submit slates of false Republican electors in swing states to swing the election for President Trump. Chesbrough, Troupas, and Michael Roman still face possible criminal charges in state court. A Fond du Lac man could spend decades in prison for setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office in January. Prosecutors say Caden Stackowitz is pleading no contest to one count of arson. Investigators say Stackowitz was angry over Grothman's support of a short-lived TikTok ban. He'll be sentenced on March 5th. Two people are okay after a fire destroyed their mobile home. It happened yesterday morning just north of Beaver Dam. Crews say flames were shooting from the back of the home when they got there. The Red Cross is helping the victims. Investigators are looking into how it started. Seven people died in Wisconsin house fires last week. Fire inspectors say those deaths were likely preventable. The Wisconsin State Fire Inspectors Association is urging people to check smoke alarms, close bedroom doors at night, and plan an escape route to stay safe. Today is Veterans Day. Many communities in Wisconsin are holding special observances and other events. Federal services and post offices are closed. Restaurants and stores are offering discounts and free items to veterans and active duty military personnel. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Packers, an ugly loss last night at Lambeau, 10-7 to the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Green Bay's only touchdown came late in the fourth quarter as Josh Jacobs scored from 6 yards out. They had a chance to kick a 64-yard field goal late, but it was missed. Green Bay heads to New York for a matchup with the Giants on Sunday. Giannis had 30 points. The Bucks edged the Mavs 116-114 last night. They head to Charlotte on Wednesday night. Badger men's basketball team hosts Ball State tonight. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock. The tip set for 7:30 on 95.3 WBEV. You can see the All Badger Large Girls Volleyball Team and the All East Central Conference Football Team on the Sports tab at dailydodge.com. Beaver Dam's Caleb Desarn and Parker Blank were named All Region by the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on dailydodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 40. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 33. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. Dry with temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 29.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich. To schedule a consultation, visit watertownlaw.com.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Improve your home's appearance with a new garage door from Ideal Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Menards has a garage door for your home. Save big on Ideal Garage Doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKittrick's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But you heard Randy's voice bring us in from break there, and it is he who we have on the line this Veterans Day morning. Randy, how are you doing today, and how's everything going on at Professional Floor Covering?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's going well at Professional Floor Covering as well.
That's what I like to
hear. Well, I guess.
Well, I was listening to you talk to Kale just a few minutes ago, and I'm like, I already know what we got to talk about today, because Thanksgiving, I know when you're going to these family gatherings, I love to give you a hard time about it, you're looking down at the floor right away, and so were all the ants out there. So you got to make sure that you're taking care of those floors before these gatherings, and you guys are going to be able to help us out and tell us what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. You probably need a new floor. I mean, you got to look at it. How badly does it look? I mean,
well, when people are looking at that, Randy, and I'm trying to figure out, because this is so beyond me, how do I know if it's time for me to replace the floor?
Well, you look at that carpet and it's all fuzzed out. It's time.
Like when the vacuum's starting to eat the carpet when you're going around the corners?
Then it's been bad for years, but
okay.
You can see when it's starting to wear, the yarn starts to break down, they start to fuzz out. It's time to get a different one. Spruce her up, make her look new again.
New
carpet smell is better than a new car smell.
Oh, well, that first of all is true, but I think you would have like a panic attack if you walked into my apartment and you started looking around the floor. As soon as the carpet ends, you're like, oh, thank God we're done with that. And then you have my old laminate that's like torn apart too. Randy, I think that it might be best for me to just keep you away from my side of town. We'll just leave it at that.
But wait a minute, Wally. What about the mansion? Have you not moved in yet?
Trust me, the mansion's taking on water, Randy. It's taking on a lot of it these days, and I need to go over there and talk to you too. But this time of year, with everything going on, I'm always curious, what seems to be in with floors? What does everybody seem to be going for right now?
Well, the LVP is pretty popular. I mean, it's a floating floor. It's fairly inexpensive to put in, and it looks great. I mean, they really do a nice job of making it look like real wood or real tile, and it's very durable. It holds up, you know, it really holds up to heavy traffic and a lot of abuse.
Well, I'm a heavy traffic, heavy abuse guy myself, so you're telling me I'd be able to survive with the laminate?
Yeah, now I'm not talking about the stuff you got in your apartment, because there are some really, really inexpensive ones that do not hold up and are not worth the time it takes to put them in.
Well,
you know, that's another thing you should probably talk about. You know, you go to the big box store, you buy something, holy cow, this has really got a nice price point. But the difference between that and the one that's really going to hold up and perform is huge. I mean, you're wasting your money and you're wasting your time, because you're going to be right back at it in a matter of a year, because they don't hold up. They're really, really, really not good at all.
I believe it. I mean, I'm seeing it firsthand.
They're so thin, the tongues break off on them. And as soon as that happens, it's junk.
Well, it's going to be time for me to move into that mansion soon. And when that day comes, Randy, I'm going to be bringing you over to make sure you take care of me.
Well, you know, there's still time, you know.
There's time.
If you want to do something, we probably could do something the week of deer hunting yet.
Oh, my gosh. See, you can make
maybe,
me.
Maybe your spouse is going to go deer hunting, and you're going to be there, and maybe not 100% on board. Come in now. We'll get it figured out. Install it while he's gone hunting. Come back. It's done. He's happy. He didn't have to do nothing.
See, this is why you're an ideas guy, Randy. You figured these things out. You're always helping us over there. And that's what, if people have these questions, they can go in and you guys are going to be able to point them in the right direction too.
Absolutely.
Well, Randy,
we'll get you the right product for the right room.
Randy, I hope you have a great rest of your week. You're the man. I always look forward to our chats. And one of these days, I'm telling you, I'm getting you in the mansion, and I don't know if I'll let you go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I look forward to that.
Me too, Randy. Me too. Well, Randy, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, man.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Of course. We're going to step aside for one final break here on Hometown Today. And on the other side, we're actually going to be talking to another Lukashensky. We're going to welcome on my brother, a retired Marine, who's going to tell us a little bit about his service time and about his career after and how we can be helping veterans in their day-to-day lives. That'll be next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Doctors Jackie and Colby McIntyre of Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph are here to help make sure your pet is healthy both physically and mentally.
Our practice philosophy includes making sure that we are addressing not only preventative health, but day-to-day mental health and well-being. Dogs that have anxiety, there's options for medications for that. Dogs that have behavior issues, there's medications that we can layer in to help keep those animals comfortable and happy.
To make an appointment, call Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph today or visit marshviewvetclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Helverson, co-founder and lead trombone for the Paddle City Big Band. We invite you to join us on Sunday, November 23rd, 2 p.m. at the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater's Performing Arts Center for an incredible afternoon of big band music. There's something for everyone. We're also excited to be sharing the stage with guest barbershop quartet, It's About Time. They'll be recreating the iconic sounds of the Andrews Sisters and the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Reserve your tickets today at bdact.org. We hope to see you on November 23rd.
Come for Holiday Gemütlichkeit at downtown West Bend's new Christmas market. This free Old World Christmas market will be held Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, November 28th, 5 to 8 p.m., Saturday, noon to 9:30 p.m., and Sunday from noon until 5. Sixth Avenue will transform into a vibrant holiday market in the European tradition. Live music, traditional food, and artisan vendors. Downtown West Bend's Chris Kindle Market is brought to you in part by the West Bend Insurance Charitable Trust, State Bank of Newburgh, Quitman Rentals, and Delta Defense. We will see you in downtown West Bend.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And of course, the holidays are right around the corner, and McKinstry's asks, is your dining room ready for the holidays? Is it even ready for Friday night dinner? Well, at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, they believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, you can find the table that fits your style. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or just hosting game night with friends, Their tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale now until Thanksgiving. You'll find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves and just about everything in between. They've also got high dining sets available as well. They offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made one meal at a time. And on this Veterans Day, the staff at McKinstry's Home Furnishings wants to say a big thank you to all of those who have served. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. And if you're tired of one Lukashensky, you got another one coming here, because Dylan, my brother from Pittsburgh, is a retired Marine, and I figured it would be a great day to welcome him in, with not only it being Veterans Day today, but yesterday being the 250th birthday for the Marine Corps. Dylan, first of all, welcome to the show. Happy birthday for your Marines. Happy Veterans Day, and how are you doing?
Thank you, always Semper Fi. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. And I want to start a little bit, because obviously I know your story, but a lot of people here are not going to. Can you walk us through a little bit of your journey through the Marines, when that started, and what that career for you looked like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I enlisted back in 2014. I was in the Corps for just under 5 years, doing two different deployments. I was a infantry squad leader. Just working, grinding with the boys, and then I got out after extension.
Well, and Dylan, I know that we've had this conversation on this program before, but the journey in the Marines, it makes you guys so close, but then there is a time that your time with the service ends, and it can be very isolating for people. Can you tell us a little bit about your own personal experiences so far, what the transition back into the real world out here was like for you, and a little bit about that side of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you drilled it pretty good. You go from being surrounded by your best friends, there'll be 20 of you, and you literally do everything in the world together. You always have a shared objective, common cause, and you go from that, sleeping next to them, eating next to them, to going back into the civilian world where, you know, everybody's kind of got their own program, and it could definitely be isolating. So if there's one thing I would suggest to family members of veterans or veterans themselves, is do your best to reach out, try to spend time with your family members who are veterans, and if you're a veteran, don't be afraid to say, like, hey, look, I need to have somebody around right now.
Well, how would you say, because I know that that's challenging and it's different for everybody, regardless of what branch you were in, what service time you saw, how should family members approach, whether it be former Marines, former midshipmen, former soldiers, to actually have that conversation? Like, how do we make you feel comfortable to bring those up?
You know, there's nothing wrong with being forward. If you're not comfortable with that, you know, just pulling up a chair sometimes is more than enough. Like, just sit next to them, maybe put something on the TV, just let them know that you're there. They might be too proud to reach for help. That's a big problem that veterans have, but if they see the effort put forward, they're going to know that you're available to them.
Well, how can we, like, day-to-day help these veterans too, whether it be not just like every day you need to have that conversation, but bring a little normalcy back to the world too? How would you recommend it be beneficial for us to go about day-to-day and make you guys feel appreciated and supported at the same time?
You know, call them, talk to them, send them a text, maybe a meme or something. We're pretty humorous people. We got a great sense of humor. Just treating them like you would anybody else, and just understanding that, you know, maybe they're still getting back into the swing of things, so being patient. But thing is just being available and putting forth the effort to make sure they feel seen.
Well, Dylan, as always, it's great to talk with you. I love you, and thank you very much for your service. And I would be remiss not to mention there is a football game, and I'm not talking about Ohio State, Michigan, like some people around here would think I am, that comes up in December, and I imagine you have a couple words you have to share on that.
Oh, yeah, go Navy, beat Army.
There it is.
Biggest game of the year.
America's game for a reason. I know you and I will be sitting on the same side singing Anchors Away for that one. But Dylan, happy Veterans Day to you. We appreciate the time. And then I know you'll be celebrating 250 years for your blessed Marine Corps. So thank you again for throwing us some time this morning.
Oh, of course. Semper Fi, Wally. I love you like a brother. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds great, man. All right. Well, that was Dylan Lukashinsky, Marine. I will never say former Marine because I know he will fight me and I will not win that war. But we are back here now with Kale on the show. You got to at least experience a little bit of an... Dylan and I will even tell you, we're polar opposite people, but we're also very similar at the same time.
I love that he throws your actual brother throws like a brother in there.
Yeah, you're like a brother to me. I was like, all right, well, I feel like that was getting out with just that. I'm calling it a win.
That was awesome. No, we really appreciate Dylan taking some time out this morning and sharing about a little bit of his story, because I do think there's so many people. I mean, it's. The interesting thing about Veterans Day to me, Wally, is, you know, when I really think about it, it's one of those few things in life that kind of we all have in common, right? Like, we all know a veteran.
Yes.
Right? Like, I don't think anybody doesn't know a veteran. I've got a number of veterans in my life, and it's kind of that common thread that ties us together. And really, let's admit it, a world that's pretty divided these days, it's kind of that common thread and can kind of bring us all together. It's something we all appreciate. So, really cool him. And that means also the fact that, you know, we all know a veteran means a lot of us probably maybe don't know how to approach a veteran and talk to them about their service sometimes. So it's great to get that perspective on this. Interestingly enough, Wally, with today being Veterans Day, some researchers, I thought this was kind of cool. There was some research that looked into the best cities in America for veterans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they didn't look at every single possible city and town in America, or it would be, right, there's thousands of them. But they took the 100 largest cities in America and ranked them from best to worst. They looked at factors like veteran population, how many businesses that veterans own in that city, veteran housing affordability, quality of life, quality of the VA facilities. And here's how the top 10 broke down. Number 10 was Fort Worth, Texas.
That makes sense.
Number 9 is Irvine, California.
Okay.
Number 8 is St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
Number 7 is Orlando, Florida. Number 6 is Virginia Beach, Virginia. Next up on the list is Colorado Springs, Colorado. Coming in 4th place, Raleigh, North Carolina. That makes sense. I've been around those parts. That's not far from Camp Lejeune.
A lot of these to this point, I was going to say warm weather and like nice areas. I see what you guys are doing.
Number 3 on the list, not as warm a weather, maybe in summer, but this time of year not so much. Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's go. Good for us. We need to be higher, though. Get us up to 1.
That's right. And then Tampa, Florida is number 2. And the number 1, the best city according to the research for veterans, is Austin, Texas, which is interesting.
Okay. Well, all right. A lot of warmth. And then you got to see the big old Wisconsin pride to get thrown in there. We're on the podium. We got to keep raising the bar, though. I tell you what. But it's interesting, too, Kale, because I wasn't sure. I was kind of almost nervous to talk to my brother there because it's something where even – that forced me to talk about things that we don't talk about.
Sure.
And it makes me feel like I need to do a better job because I felt like he was almost having that conversation to me, with me. So I challenge everybody out there, like I'm going to try to take it on, to be a little bit more proactive and make sure that these guys do feel appreciated and supported and know that if they do need to have a conversation – that you're going to be there for them. So
exactly.
Sending that challenge out to everybody as well. But Kale, that's going to do it for us today. We're going to have continued Veterans Day programming. So thank you again to Hometown Glass and Improvement, Gina Omig with State Farm, and the YMCA of Dodge County for making that possible. We're going to be talking with the Marine Corps League and then the American Legion Women's Auxiliary in the next hour. So make sure you stick around for that. We will be back with the same edition or another edition of Hometown Today tomorrow at the same time, same place on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.